What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray. Stat's in the building.
Sure. What's happening?
How are we doing, cousin?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, spectacular. I feel all over the place, though.
Why?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel frazzled.
Frazzled?
Frazzled. That's Why? The word I'm going to use. I don't know. Like, things just aren't working for me right now.
Okay.
But, yeah. Get into it? That's where I'm at. Where are you at? How are you?
Yeah, good, bro. I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah?
I'm doing well.
You were at Parrot today, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the office today.
How's it being back at the office again?
Yeah, good, bro. Good fun. Did my monthly due. Mm-hmm. Back home tomorrow. Very excited.
Has it been a month already since your last office visit?
Mm.
Bro, that feels like yesterday.
Yeah, it does, eh? Time flies when you're having fun, right?
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, so now it was a good day in the office. It's a good kick back. Good laugh. Good to get out. But it was such a good start to the day. It was sunny and that. Now it's gloomy, rainy.
Bro, and it's raining for the rest of the week. As in the weekend as well.
That's not fun.
So I'm starting to think I may need to cancel Saturday's barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm spewing about.
I think you're going to have to.
Because I've got so much meat in my freezer.
Oh, you prepped way too early.
No. Well, see, what happened was last barbecue we had,
yeah,
three guys said that they were going to come on top of who came,
yeah,
and they didn't. So I've got all this leftover meat in my freezer, and I was going to go shopping on Friday, but yeah, it looks like I'm cancelling this thing.
Yeah, mate. That's unlucky, Wuss.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Such is life.
That's all right. What's been happening?
Same old, mate. I started my new semester of college.
Oh, yeah?
On Monday.
Yep.
Seven courses.
Okay.
Equivalent to about 8 units.
Yep.
Brutal.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness. I'm in for a very bad month.
So it's only been 2 days.
Bad semester.
So it's only been 2 days.
It's been 2 days at the moment.
Yeah.
And week one, put it this way, I've got seven courses. Three lectures per course, so that's about 21 yep. lectures a week. I've got 32 assignments, plus homework and essays and exams. And yeah.
It's a lot.
I couldn't, bro, I knew it was going to be a lot, but yesterday I started doing it. I was like, this is going to hurt.
Everything pre-recorded or now?
Yeah, but they release it every week. So I can't work ahead or anything like that. It's got to be per week.
For every class?
For every class.
That's very frustrating.
So, yeah, I just finished it off today. Mate, it's a lot of study. A lot of study, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot. So what? How long are your semesters? Like 13?
So I'm doing trimesters.
Oh, okay.
So 15 weeks apiece. But that means I haven't had a holiday since I started. So it's been interesting.
How long has it been?
Started 2018.
In 4 years.
It's been 4 years, bro.
How long do you have left?
I have a semester left of my bachelor's. Then I go to my master's degree, which is another year.
Oh, you're doing a master's?
Yep. So nice. I'll be, God willing, I'll be finished in 2024.
And what would that entail you to do?
I will have my bachelor's in pastoral studies with a minor in youth ministry.
Yeah.
And a master's in biblical counseling. Sorry, a master's of mission. A master's of ministry specializing in biblical counseling, if we want to get technical.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. It's been good, but it's been brutal. Would you ever go back to study?
No.
Never?
No, I'm done.
Not even if something really interests you to do it?
Actually, no. If something really interests me, I would.
What would it take to get you back to study?
It's got to... Honestly, okay, I don't know. I've never wanted to because I suck at studying.
Yeah, yeah.
I suck. No. Yeah. I'm not book smart at all. I'm a dope.
Mm.
So it'll have to be something definitely like in my avenue. Like I consider doing commentary.
Yeah.
Consider doing that. Still thinking about doing that on the side, something heck fun. But it's got to be suitable for me. Like I don't want to, you know.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah,
more
I,
like
I ridiculous. There's nothing I hate more than pointless study.
Yeah.
Like even getting this bachelor's degree, like you got to do certain courses that are useless.
Yes.
But you have to do it to get your credits. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, there's nothing worse than pointless study, bro.
Yeah. So it would take a lot for me to go back to study, but yeah, I wouldn't do it on like a full-time basis. I'd definitely do it part-time if I had to.
So I realized that I've got a very addictive personality in that if I start something or I get addicted to something, I want to see it the entire way through. Mm. So that's what's happened with study. I'm like you, I hate studying. And I'm not the most book smart person on the person on the planet. In school, I was average. You know, I just coasted through. But when I did this, I said, all right, Lord, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. Nothing more stupid than going to college, Bible college, and then, you know, just winging it just to get your degree. So I said, no, I'm gonna commit to getting at least 90% in every class. And bro, doing that, I'm now addicted to like finishing.
Yeah.
Which is so...
Because you say the finish is neat.
Nah, but I got addicted like 2 years ago when I was halfway through. And I'm like, okay, like I didn't want to go for my master's either. But then getting through it, I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's go. And now I'm addicted.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So 2024, you're done, Zoe?
2024.
And then nothing after that. You're good to do it.
Yeah, I should be done there. Hopefully. Who knows?
Unless you get told to do another course. Or
unless God tells me, hey, I want you to go do this as well. And then straight back into it.
And you do it through Veritas?
I'm doing it through Veritas right now, yeah. Phenomenal college, by the way.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely. Mate, the quality of content is up there. The way that they do everything is unbelievable. I would definitely recommend 10 out of 10 every single time. If you're thinking of going to Bible college and you want to do it online, Veritas is the way to go because they're a solely online Bible college.
Oh.
Yeah, so they do everything online.
Okay, yeah.
They don't actually have a like in-class campus sort of thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
We don't apply for you anyway because you're here and it's America.
Correct.
But
and I could not do in-class learning. That's the thing. I could never go back to in-class learning. Nah, that would do my head in, bro.
I can do everything from home, I'll do it from home.
Yeah.
What's the point of going in?
No, that would stuff me just learning. Because like when I study, I put him at times two.
Yeah.
So he's speed reading and I pause it whenever I need to write notes down. But yeah, no, I can't go back to that classroom environment. That would kill me.
Yeah. No, I'd hate the classroom environment. Yeah. Go back to it. I'd feel way too grown up for it.
Especially as an adult. Like, because the fun part about being in class was mucking around with the boys or whatever. But now it's just like...
But you don't get that. Now it's not the same. It's not the same
of course not, because you're paying like decent money and people actually want to learn.
And it's you. It's you're the ones that are paying the money, not your parents.
Correct. And that makes such a big difference.
Massive difference.
That makes a massive
difference. You rode the coattails for many years.
Ah, big time.
They're good times, but...
Yeah, bro. What else happening?
That's good. But not a lot, man. Not a lot. Thank God. Everything's going really well. Just coasting through, kicking it old school.
I feel like we should start prepping topics before we come to do this thing. At least one.
That seems like a you thing.
I feel like you could contribute in some way.
See, I could, but I choose not to.
I just
rely on you to have it all down pat.
Yeah, see. Yeah, you're not wrong. But I feel like you could contribute in some way, shape, or form.
Hey, I'm not saying I can't.
I mean, your face is on the...
Not saying I can't. Yeah, bro. My name's on the graphic too.
Yeah, so.
I come, I show up, I do my thing.
Interesting reaction to last week's topic, though. Anyone talk to you about it?
Nope.
A lot of people disagreed with our mate Goose.
About
bullying.
Which part?
The part where kids aren't smart enough to talk to their parents or to give each other good advice.
The Goose Delicious, mate.
That was so good because both of you actually got into a pretty heated argument.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, I didn't expect this. Yeah, that was awesome.
He made no sense to me. So I fought back.
Nice.
Like, I still don't see any other way. Like, if you're a teen and you're afraid to go talk to your parents and you go seclude yourself in your room.
You got a lot more problems than just bullying.
Yeah, like, yeah, that, but... Don't feel like you can complain. I still said, like, you can't complain if you're not reaching, if the help is there for you to reach out and you're not getting that help. Don't complain that you're getting bullied if you're not going to talk to anyone about it.
Wise words from Stato.
Bro, I'm full of wisdom, mate.
You're full of wisdom.
Full of wisdom, bro. From the Lord, you know what I mean?
Bro, I bought the Samsung Galaxy Tab S Plus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good, man. I was pretty shocked when it finally came in today. The last one I had, I think I've had for 3 years or so it was time for an upgrade. This thing's phenomenal, bro. What are your thoughts? It's pretty smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
It's smooth. It's pretty fast.
It's nice.
I just finished the backup and the update and all that.
Did you get today?
Today. Which, by the way, what is wrong with Toll? Do you get stuff delivered through Toll? Bro, I was at home all day because I was working from home today. And I get a text message saying your delivery is now at Regent's Park News Agency for you ready to pick up because no one was home. I was at home the whole time.
They don't come down the driveway, that's why.
Why not? It's your job. Walk down the driveway.
Sure. This is nice.
It's not bad, eh? It's clean.
It is clean. This is the biggest one you've had so far.
Yeah, that's the Plus. So there was the S8, the S8 Plus, and the S8 Ultra. The Ultra's like 15 inches, bro. That's 12.
It's like a TV.
Yeah.
Might if I just play a bit of poker while we're
Now, that I'm happy with because I use my tablet when I preach and teach and all that sort of stuff, and I feel like this is just the perfect size
for
that.
Very useful. Yeah.
And I use my tablet for everything. I take notes for like sermons or classes. Oh, the pen
in the back as well. It's totally useful.
I'm not a fan of that.
Why?
Look at the pen and look at the back of the device.
But you'd rather it on there than have it on separate.
Yeah, I'd rather it in it, to be honest. But I'm going to pick I'm going to go pick up a case before dinner from Officeworks Punch Bowl.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a fan, bro. I love these things. These things have changed the game with Samsung.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're really good.
The last Samsung thing that they did, there wasn't massive improvements. Like with the phone and
the Unpacked. Yeah, I looked at the Fold 4 and the Flip 4. It was just, they did the Apple thing, bro. Nothing that infuriates me more than when they do the Apple thing, where it's just tweaking a couple of software upgrades and that's about it. Nothing special. Like, I was thinking about Fold 3 to Fold 4. Like, would you upgrade? No chance. No need. It's the exact same phone.
Yeah.
Just a couple of better things. Like, even the screen is only like 2 millimeters wider.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there was nothing in it.
My
sister bought the Flip 4, but she never had a Flip before that. So, okay, that's a fair enough upgrade. But, yeah, I saw no need for it. I'm actually thinking of going back to the Note series.
It's good, bro. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this, though. I love the idea. I love
The concept is good.
The concept behind it is unbelievable.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, but...
You can't go wrong with
They're just not giving me a reason to stay with it.
I'm getting my mate to sort me out a new battery.
Are you still thinking of getting a new one?
I am, but then I thought, why don't I just get a new battery instead? Because everything else seems to be fine.
Fair enough.
Instead of having to pay another two and a half grand. Yeah. I thought I'll wait it out a bit and I'll just get another battery for $150. Mm.
Sorry, ladies and gents. We're really drained today. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it has been us.
It's been rough.
Yeah, it's been a long one.
Yeah. So we're a little bit low. I feel like the vibe's down.
Mate, it's all that for me, mate.
I feel like it's your fault. You could have come in with a topic.
You know, I could have.
Instead, you sat down, you made yourself comfortable, you know, grabbed a bottle of water from my fridge.
I had to, bro. I was going to pass out.
And
you know what I'm going to do, big fella? You know, because now I can use my phone.
You can. The podcast. How good is that?
A dream.
This camera, bro.
Podcast topics.
You're literally going to Google?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Podcast topics. I'm for it.
All right. Book recommendations?
Nope.
The last books I've read were Harry Potter.
Phenomenal books.
Very good books. I've never seen the movies, but I read all the books in school.
So you read all seven of them?
Seven of them.
Dead set.
It's a great read.
Because we were like in our teens when the last few came out, weren't we?
Probably, yeah. But I never
followed. So you even read it into your teens?
Yeah. I read it all in high school.
You know what book you read that we both got into as kids? Left Behind series.
All 40 books?
Yeah.
Yep.
The kids ones.
I just borrowed 8 books by 8 books.
Wowza.
And then I lost one book and
yep.
Forget it. Okay, I don't want how to use a podcast. I'll do 700. This thing's useless. Yeah, we're really down.
Yeah,
we're really down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
Bro, this is ridiculous. Google sucks.
It's better Google than Yahoo.
Sucks. Hey?
It's better than Yahoo or Bing.
Yeah, they're...
I once worked for a company where we were forced to use Bing and not Google.
That Why?
Was brutal. I don't know. It was the IT guy's preference. It was brutal.
Yeah. There you go. Are you finding on Insta, like on an odd day, you just go through Ben Shapiro stuff and just laugh at some of the stuff that he says?
I do that a lot on YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I've come across a few stuff.
Like what?
Like some guy transitions to a girl, will put up some stupid video and then he'll react to it.
Yeah. Yep, he brilliant. Reacts to work TikToks.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
he's got a full series on it. He's got like 8 or 9 videos or something like that.
But my Instagram reels are just little Hasbulla.
How are you into this guy?
I love him, bro.
I've never understood the appeal.
Okay. He's up to my shoe.
Yeah.
And he fights.
Yeah.
And he's very entertaining.
Okay.
That's all it is. He's just so entertaining.
I still don't get it.
I have a thing of him. The car, what's it called? I'm forgetting the name. The fresheners?
The air freshener.
Air freshener. Of him, my car.
You got one of him?
Yep. It was gifted to me. Human. It's the best thing in the world. Fried human. He's the best kid.
You're a fried human.
Yeah, but...
a kid. Like, isn't he like...
He's like 20 years old.
Dead set.
But he's up to my kneecap. But he's the best thing on any social media. He's better than Andrew Tate.
Bro, can you explain the Andrew Tate thing to me? Because I don't get it. Who is he?
I don't know much. Actually, no, I don't know. I know a bit. But from what I know of him, he is some bloke.
Who is he? Like, where
did
he come from?
He was
like
a contestant on Big Brother years ago.
Okay, there's your first problem.
Yeah, and then he just became... It came out of nowhere. But apparently this whole week, he's been blocked off every social media.
He's off all social media.
Facebook, Insta,
TikTok. Doesn't he want to fight KSI or something like that?
Jake Paul.
Or Logan Paul or Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Like, what is he? Is he he's a motivational speaker or something like that?
Something like that. He has his own... university.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that this week. That's a pyramid scheme.
Oh, lucky I didn't sign up. No, I wish. I wish I signed up.
Yeah, apparently it's a massive scam where his name's on it, but he's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. That's
like, he makes money from it. He's just the marketing side of it, and he teaches nothing.
Yeah. He makes, like, one good point in every 640 things that he says.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, apart from that, he's just a tool on YouTube.
Yeah, but that's the issue, right? And there you go. You just came with our topic for the day. People talk way too much. And this is very ironic coming from a guy who's talking into a microphone. But people talk way too much without thinking. You can build on that.
Yeah, no, I'm just taking it in. Sounds like a you thing.
You're not helping me today at all, bro.
I'm vibing.
You're vibing with what?
I'm
with
here.
Silence?
I'm here.
Okay, you need
I'm
to
not
be
late.
A little bit, you need to be. That's very true. You weren't late today. See? You're actually early
Mate,
today.
Win win.
You're actually early today.
Yeah, it's work force my head.
Work, yeah, you came straight work from Para. Head, yeah. Look at your commitment, bro. Straight from Para. Good on you.
See, bro? See?
No, but it was one of those like proverbs that I read this week. I'm forgetting what the proverb was, but the whole concept was think before you speak. And I think that's I know that's a big problem with me. I don't think a lot. And I probably should.
You know what? That's good preaching, mate. It took you 45 odd things to say.
Hey, listen, I say it all the time. My biggest problem is my tongue.
Yes.
I talk way too much.
Yeah. I don't talk enough. That's my problem.
Okay.
Let's
relax.
I don't talk enough.
Let's relax. You're not talking enough tonight. That's for sure.
See? That's what I'm saying.
That's your problem today.
That's what I'm saying. No, I've got my wallet today, bro. I'm good. Bro,
I hate seeing you flip that wallet.
Why?
Because it's just such a... It's so weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. Like, do something else with your life. It's the only thought that goes through my head.
With my wife?
Yes. Stop flipping a wallet.
Why not?
I don't know, bro.
Because it's crazy. I'm happy. I'm comfortable. What?
Listen, if you're happy and comfortable, I don't know what else I can say to
that. See, bro. See, we're just vibing. It's not killing you.
No, it's not.
It's just comfortable, bro. It's the same thing as this.
It's definitely not the same
thing. It's the exact same thing.
It's definitely not the same thing as that.
You're right. It's actually a lot better. You're right. You're making some points. No, you can't have my wallet, bro. Nah, there you go. But you're saying that one of the proverbs you read this week about the tongue?
Yeah. It was like...
Was it Proverb 6?
Maybe. Keep talking.
Oh, I've asked you the question and you've said no. Okay, so now it's on you.
Talk to the people.
We don't talk to the people. Talk to the cameras.
Yeah, they're there.
Are you a toolbox?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's fair. That is fair. Actually, I've got to find this.
Okay, so the people are just going to sit there in silence.
Oh, okay. Are you hearing about... Okay, you want a topic? I've got a topic for you.
Mm.
So with AEW... Are you hearing all the harakia that's happening with A-dubs?
No, I'm not.
At all?
No.
Bro.
What's that?
Dramas. Why? Dramas.
What's the dramas?
So, CM Punk has got real life heat with Hangman Page.
Okay.
You don't watch AEW, do you?
Not at all.
Damn.
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
What is wrong with you?
Bro, like I spend way too much time watching WWE, let alone AEW. I can't. It's just another
addition to. How are you finding WWE now?
Loving it.
Yeah.
SmackDown was unbelievable this week.
Good, eh?
Yeah, very good.
SmackDown was good, eh?
Very, very. Yeah. Like I sat there. I've never sat through a Fatal 5-Way in my life because I think
they're pointless. Very good, huh?
I think they're pointless. This was unbelievable.
Yeah, Sami Zayn's a freak.
Yeah, yeah, very, very well done.
Yeah, he's good, man.
And what do you call it? Canada just they reacted so well to Sami Zayn, man.
Yeah, he's from there.
Yeah, I know, but like they came out for him.
Him, KO, Trish Stratus.
Yeah, it was good.
The whole game.
No, big fan with what they're doing right now. But my question is, can they keep it up? Say 2 years go down the line, can H keep it up, or is it just going to turn into what it was?
It depends. But it depends what direction they take it in.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because Triple H's got big plans for the company, big plans of what it wants to do things. Like, I'm hearing rumors that they might do... Did you ever watch NXT, like the black and gold era of NXT?
No.
Damn. Nah. So, like, they did this thing called War Games.
Mm.
So it was two rings combined and a massive cage around it.
Two rings?
Two rings.
Dead set.
Yeah. Unreal. The best. And you just punch on inside.
That's retarded.
Yeah. But it was called War Games. So it was like, it was 5-on-5 and everyone just bashes everyone. It was insane. So if they start to bring stuff like that back in, then great. But what they did this week was they shut down NXT UK.
That's the one. Yeah.
They shut down NXT UK.
Yeah, and they want to do it Europe, right?
They're going to do NXT Europe. And Shawn Michaels is head of...
Yeah, that's interesting.
Head of that.
That's very interesting stuff. Like, the way a company can... Like, it's a company so big, just shut something down so quickly.
And released...
And then release...
30-odd
wrestlers. Yeah, like... And then just open up something else so quick. It's just such a shift.
Yeah.
And you just wonder how much money is being left on the table.
And they're getting rid of NXT 2.0.
Yeah,
it'll probably be like a 3.0 thing, but
interesting.
Triple H wants to bring back the black and gold.
Yeah, brand. How I've much money before. Do you think is being left on the table by doing that? Like just wasted dollars. Because WB, the movie companies, dealing with the same issue right now, right?
It was WB. Oh, Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they just canned Batgirl. Cost them about 200 odd million to make, and they just canned it. They're like, no, we're not releasing this thing anymore.
Why?
They'd finished the movie. They said it's not good enough. Done. We're out. Because they got a new, just like WWE, got a new transition in leaders. So they did that. And now there's this Flash movie coming out, which they're thinking of not releasing at all. Because the main actor has been in...
Great Sammy?
No, that's the TV guy. Ezra Miller. Have you heard of this kid? What a gronk. But it's... crime after crime with this guy. He led on a 12-year-old girl, groomed her, like just terrible stuff.
Yeah.
And so now they're thinking of not releasing that movie as well. They're just willing to leave all that money on the table, right? That is a different scenario, but the Batgirl one is like, it's not good enough. We're not releasing it, not even on a streaming service, stuff it. So back to WWE, how much money are they just willing to leave on the table because they just want to shake things up?
It's a good point. It just depends who else they bring back or who else they sign from other companies.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of talent coming off that haven't re-signed with like New Japan Pro, Lucha Libre, AAA, Impact.
But so...
A-dubs.
Is there a lot of that out there?
Mm.
Those indies? Like are they...
Yeah, indies
are they
crazy,
popular though?
Bro. Some of them are. Like GCW is pretty popular. And all these other different ones that are like all in the UK and that.
Mm.
A lot of them are pretty like Game Changer Wrestling is pretty up there. That's pretty good.
Game Changer,
yeah. MLW, Major League Wrestling.
Okay, I've never heard of any of this stuff.
The reason I've heard of it is because everyone that got released from WWE went and fought in the indies. Like for example, like Dean Ambrose, John Moxley.
Yeah,
he's in AEW. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, he'll go and fight in the indie promotions as well. Like as part of his contract, he can go to any indie promotion he wants and fight there and be their champion. And but it's more house shows than a storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just goes and defends a title, leaves, or loses a title, leaves.
Oh, so there's no story.
There's no storyline. It's not committed as AW. AW is a storyline. He's got the Blackpool Combat Club. He's got everything there. So he would just go and fight at these one-off events.
Mm.
But you know how many WWE legends are still fighting in the indies?
That's it.
Like Booker
they
T.
still go.
Booker T came Booker back T, recently.
Yeah, but Booker T has his own
arena. Podcast.
He's got his own arena as well.
Yeah. But he went and fought for another company recently. Jerry Lawler still fights. don't know if you know Jerry Lawler. He still fights. He's like 60 odd.
The King.
Yeah, the King, yeah.
I just know that because I just fought him in WWE 2K22.
You are? You're just a child.
I'm the SmackDown champion now.
You're a child.
I'm the SmackDown champion.
Isn't that done?
Nah, bro. This game's... It's gotten stupid. It's gotten really dumb.
But the fighting and that, everything is good at.
Yeah, that's all fine. But like, you switch brands, they take your title off you.
Yeah, of course.
You go fight in a different storyline. You don't walk out with your title. So like, it's just badly done.
Yeah,
like you could program it so that you keep it with you the entire time. But no. Yeah. So there's no like once you hit the progression, it's like that's it. Yeah. It's like okay, so all that for nothing. Sort of thing.
Yeah, I get you. Watch Raw today when you get the chance, but
I'm very keen for
Gun Raw.
Yeah,
Raw. A new return as well, mate. It was a good.
There it is. I knew it was 21. Sorry.
Hey, this whole time you were looking for that passage,
bro. It was doing my head in because I knew I read it over the last 2 days, and I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the passage?
It was Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was trying to get at was, mate, shut up.
Mm.
Think about it before you say it. Like, keep yourself out of that trouble. Mm.
That's good. Because I was alluding to the point that you had before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hate you so much, bro.
Why?
You just sat there. Yeah, all good. Help me out.
Because you were making a point before you said I forgot the verse. And you just found the verse to clarify all the point.
Yeah.
Put it on me.
No, I will.
Good on you. Wrap it up.
It's got nothing. Yeah.
So I got to ask this. December. Is there a Japan trip happening?
Japan.
Oh, not Japan. Thailand?
I think it's either late November or early December. Yeah. I think so.
Cool.
Why are you thinking of going?
I was going to go to the December one, but I don't know if I can get leave. But I've seen Holy Tour stuff.
Holy Tours for May. Next year.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, what? Something like that.
I'll go to that.
Yeah, you go to that, I'll go to that.
Oh, I can't make it. Things going up. Yeah. I'm thinking about going to that.
I really want to do a Holy Land tour, bro. Like, yeah, really
have
badly.
You done one?
Never. I was going to just before COVID.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was going to be a big one. I was so excited too.
We were all meant to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys decided to come. And then, COVID hit and that
stuff. That was with Skelly, yeah?
Yeah. This one's with Skelly as well.
Is it not with Carl?
No.
Oh, he's not doing
no, he does his own trip.
Oh, he does his own trip.
But this one's with Skelly.
Skelly.
Yeah. And Skelly knows his stuff, man. Like, I've taken his course for that. He knows his stuff, bro. He does it like every year as well.
How long's the...
It's 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah. But then you tack on stuff on the beginning and end of it.
What like is it?
Extra days. You'll tack on extra days, go do some other stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that would be good. Apparently, when you go to the Holy Land, everyone that's gone has said to me, it completely changes your way of looking at things in the Bible.
Mm.
Like, completely changes your aspect, like, just everything. Like, it's like it opens up so much understanding to what you're actually reading. Which makes sense.
Yeah, because you're seeing it all kind of firsthand.
Yeah.
Not firsthand, but you're kind of seeing how everything, where everything was and where everything happened. Yeah.
Well, you know what did that to me was watching The Chosen. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It's a Christian TV show. I think I've spoken about it on this before, about Jesus and his disciples and all that. And they have some creative liberties because they need to fill in some time. And how they do that is by showing what it would have been like to be a human back then, to be a person back then. So, you know, they give Peter backstory. They take him from town to town. They show you how long it would have taken to go from one place to another. And by doing that, I was like, oh, man, like, it reminded me that these aren't just people in the book. They're actual humans.
Mm.
You know, they actually lived this stuff and it was full on. So, yeah, I would love to do a Holy Land tour.
Yeah.
But I also really want to go to London. I've been thinking about that a lot. I want to go to London, bro.
London?
Yeah.
Who are you going to do in London?
I don't know. But I just really want to go to London for some reason.
Why? Do it if you want, obviously, but what's so appealing about London?
No clue. Maybe because I've been watching too much Sidemen stuff, but I really want to go to London. Go watch a soccer game.
It does. Okay, see that?
I'd love to see.
That would be an experience.
I would love to feel the crowd at a soccer game, bro.
Yeah, no, no. That is the vibe there. Because it's always a sellout every game you go to. That'd be good. If I had to go to London for that, yeah. But apart from that, I can't see the benefit of going to
London. Know what I found out is, speaking of soccer, my boss, her brother is a Socceroo. I was like,
okay.
Because I told, like, we were talking yesterday, and she goes, yeah, we're a soccer family. You like, I go, hate soccer. She goes, oh, well, my brother's a Socceroo. Go, what? Mitchell Trua?
I can't say.
Never heard of him in my life either. But apparently he's going to the World Cup.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
See, that would be a good experience to go to Qatar for the World Cup.
Bro, going to the World Cup in general would be an experience. Bro, remember when we went to the Rugby World Cup? I know it's different. Rugby league.
Oh, league. Yeah. It's very tame to what these other very tame do. Because all different but sport. And
they're crazy, bro. These soccer fans are insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. They get onto it so hard. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited for the World Cup this year. There's like 3 World Cups this year.
Is there?
Yeah, there's soccer. There's league.
There's league this year. I think they moved that to next year.
No, it's this year.
Okay.
And I think, if I'm correct, there's a T20.
Is there a T20 World Cup?
It was meant to be last year.
Where's that?
Here. Oh.
Is it here? Bro, if it's here, we're going for sure.
I think it is here. Because I think they had the final at Melbourne initially slated last year.
Interesting. I'd love to. That's another thing. I'd love to go to England for a cricket game.
Yeah, you go to Lords.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sporting events, yeah. But like, to go and sightsee?
I'd like to sightsee, you know?
I'm not a sightseer, bro.
See, I like tacking it onto a day. You know
what nah.
I mean? Like, we've got a plan to go do this. Oh, on the way, we'll go see Big Ben. Yeah, all right. You know what I mean? That's what.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Too bad.
Like, I wouldn't spend the whole day going, okay, we're going to go to this site, and we're going to go to that site, take it. What for?
The thought of these, we could be good.
Yeah.
I want to do America proper. That's one thing I want to do. Because
you've only done LA with me, eh? Yeah. You haven't actually had a proper trip there. That's a fun trip.
That'll probably be like a... Like, if I had to do that, it'll probably be like a honeymoon trip. I couldn't see myself doing it. Yeah. But driving from the east to the west, or...
See, that would be hectic. Like, yeah. I would love to drive Route 66. It's that long road in between the entire country.
Yeah.
I would love to do that and just stop at different states and different towns. And That would be sick.
I mean, mate, always on the road, always driving.
Yeah, but I'd also love to do that here. I'd love to drive Australia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go to town, stop at cafes or whatever. I'd love to do that. Did you ever think about it? Because I've always wanted to do it. Drive up to Uluru.
Nah, okay. That's what I was going to get to. Useless.
Nah, but you guys say Uluru. Like, you know,
who cares? Who cares about Uluru?
So, yeah, you can't climb it anymore either, but I'd love to go see it. Apparently some guy got fined the other day. He got arrested and fined.
A couple months ago,
No, it was apparently like last week or something.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, another guy. Got fined for climbing Uluru.
Is it because it's like, say, like not being sacred? Is it because it's sacred then?
Yeah, now it's sacred. Okay. Like, you used to be able to do it all the time.
Yeah, used to, everyone that ever, I remember used to everyone.
Like, yeah, I think they were closed it like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's crap.
Yeah, bro.
Look, they got their rights, fair enough, but like it's.
Yeah, I don't know. But then, yeah, you know, go to WA, never been there. South Australia.
WA I haven't been. You haven't been to South Australia?
I've been to both of them, but like for a day.
I haven't been to Western Australia. That'd be pretty cool.
Tasmania, if there's anything to see down there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to drive to Tasmania.
Can you?
No, I want to get my car on a boat and then just go on the boat and then drop my car off and then just drive.
I'd love to go to New Zealand.
New Zealand's nice, I've heard. Everyone tells me that. New Zealand is nice.
Check out all the Lord of the Rings sites and all that. Because but it's just a gorgeous country.
No, I've heard very good things about it.
If you watch those movies, it's all New Zealand, obviously. And the landscape is just incredible.
Mm. I've heard some very good things about NZ.
I'd love to go there. See all the sheep.
I'd love to go to the haka there.
I'd love to go to that that shop that we follow on YouTube. You know those guys that do those skits? What are they called? They do it in the IT shop. They do all those skits in the IT shop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they have an actual shop. Like,
oh, full on.
Yeah, yeah. That's their part-time thing, these videos.
Oh, really?
So the guy actually owns the shop and they run, they do the skits after hours. Yeah, that's
really cool.
I'd love to go and Viva La Game or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Viva La Dirt League. There you go.
Viva Dirt League.
Yeah, I'd love to go. That makes more sense. I'd love to check them.
Oh, that's a full thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a full thing. They got a full like shop and everything.
And then the YouTube channel's like on the side.
Yeah, they do that after hours.
That's hectic. So
they're actual employees.
Yeah, that's
hectic. And they just got together, they're like, let's make some funny videos, and they do that after hours.
That's bad.
Yeah. But I think that would be the next one. Like, if I was to do just a leisure trip, like, just go do something, it'd definitely be that.
Yeah, NZ?
Yeah, because it's close, it's easy. Wouldn't take too much time.
Yeah. I've heard, like, I'm like around that Turkey. But I've heard, like, a lot of cracker things about Turkey. It's, like, one of the most beautiful countries in the world.
I don't know if beautiful. It's definitely cultural as anything.
Yeah, I've heard I'd it's love immaculate.
To check it. I would love to check it out because just a lot of stuff there. Mm. Like, the tea, the food. Like all that, like they came up with a lot of stuff.
I've heard the food's next level.
Yeah.
I've heard it's crazy.
But here's my thing, right? Like, this is what happened to me when I went to Lebanon. I went to Lebanon and then realized it's the exact same food that we have here, obviously, because we're Lebanese, but we do it better because we've got better quality food, better quality meat.
Nah, they do it better.
No, they don't. Every Lebo agrees. Bro, we do it better here because we've got better meat.
Okay, that I agree with. But everything is so much better in Lebanon.
Like what? Bro, you name it, you got a place here or a auntie here that makes it better than over there. Because that was the problem, right? Like I'd go
the
to
the birds.
The birds? What do you mean the
birds? Yeah, like they're doing in Australia, man. Let me tell you. Lebanon is goats.
What are you talking about?
When you go shooting.
Ah. Okay.
And you go kill the birds.
Okay, yeah.
I'm saying clean them and that?
I'm saying
food. It's food.
Okay.
Cracker.
Okay. All right, but that's cracker no matter where you do it because that's fresh.
Yeah, hey, immaculate. The za'atar over there, so much better than it is here. Lahmacun, jibne, knefe.
Nah, say, I've got to disagree with you, man. The cheese quality here is better. The meat quality here is
everything
better.
Everything over there. You see, tell me the knefe over there.
Yeah, not as good as here.
Nah, so come much
on,
better.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on, bro.
Bro. Are you
bro.
Sure?
Bro.
Don't you bro me.
Ask bro. Ask any Lebo, they'll agree with you. I'm talking about the old Lebos.
No, I find Lebo.
Even my mum said it. My mum was like, yeah, our quality is just so much better.
No, I don't doubt that, but I think the taste and everything behind that is Lebanon.
I think you're just very nostalgic.
No?
Yeah.
Not at all.
I think it's just you're very nostalgic for Lebanon, and when you go there, you just that nostalgic factor takes over as well.
It's really not. It's just I just call it how it is.
I just think Turkey would probably be the same way.
Homeland, bro. I gotta check it out before I go.
I'd love to check it out as well.
It'd be mad.
Yeah.
The Eagle spot. But like, see, I didn't care for Europe.
But see, that was the thing. Like, we went to Greece. Yeah. Nothing special.
Nah, I loved it.
It was nice, loved but it was Greece. Nothing special.
Yeah. See, I think your version of a holiday to my version of a holiday is completely different.
What?
In the sense, like, you wanna go see things, whatever. I just wanna get on a quad and ride. All day, every day.
Same thing. No, I'm not saying what we did. I loved our time there. I'm saying the country as in itself, it was nice. But everyone's like, Santorini is gorgeous and this and that.
It actually
like,
really is.
Santorini was beautiful, but it wasn't anything like breathtaking or mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I feel like it was just overhyped. And Mykonos was rubbish. I hated Mykonos.
Did you?
Yeah, it was like being in Australia. There's every tourist under the sun clubbing.
Yeah.
You know what was probably one of the best things we did there was when we went to Santorini, I think it was our last night, and we went and had dinner at that restaurant overlooking the island.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was really nice.
Yeah, there's a few of us boys, yeah. That was good.
That was good. But yeah, I just thought Lebanon was so much better than Greece.
Oh yeah.
Lebanon was gorgeous.
Because there's so much more to it than what it is in Greece. Like your family, you got all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, but I'm not even talking about family. I'm talking like just from a pure tourist perspective. I think
Lebanon smashes it.
Bro, the people in Greece were so rude.
Yeah, they were.
I found that, which was weird because I love going to other countries to meet the people because, you know, cultures and all that. They were just rude. It was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, like remember when we went to get the quads?
No. I see, like, do you like to go and meet other people? Like,
I love it. Which is so weird because I'm such an introvert. I get very nervous around people. Yet, I love going overseas to meet people. It's weird.
I could not care less about them.
No, like not meet them as in like we're going to become best mates. As
no.
Quick 10 seconds of chit chat and then move on with my life.
Couldn't care less.
I love that stuff, bro.
Really?
Bro, when I went there, I was at the airport by myself. Like a kid in the candy shop just walking around. Oh, where's your accent from? All that stuff. Yeah, I became that guy.
No.
Yeah, I became that guy.
Think that.
Yeah, which is so weird because I'm very bad at meeting people.
Bro, when I got to Singapore airport after the mission trip and the COVID was like peaking, I was by myself for 9 hours.
What'd you do for those 9 hours?
I went to the movies and fell asleep.
I don't know if you know how to grasp like your opportunities.
What opportunities?
You're at Singapore, bro, for 9 hours. Go.
Go what?
Go meet Singaporeans.
Why?
Because when are you ever going to do that ever again?
When would I want to do that though?
But you're there.
So?
So go do it.
No, that's stupid.
I don't get it.
I literally went to the airport. I got here for 9 hours. I ate. I go, what do I do for the next 8 hours?
That's my issue when I go traveling though, is I love eating, right? I feel like I'm spending thousands of dollars on a ticket to go overseas.
Just for food.
Just to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm not upset about it at all. It's just.
Oh, it's worth it.
That's life.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I feel like when I'm over there, I feel like I should be doing something more than just going to another restaurant.
No, I love that.
And eating.
No, that's what you. Like you go to America.
Yeah.
Like if you're, like we were stuck in LA and then we're in San Diego and that. What are you going to do, bro? You just eat.
That's what I'm saying though. Like we eat.
Like you do like Six Flags and that.
I'd love to do Six Flags, actually.
What did we do?
We did Universal.
Universal.
That was good. Good, like... I realized the difference. Here, a theme park is a theme park. Over there, there's a difference between theme parks and amusement parks.
Mm.
Theme parks aren't really ride-based. It's just about, like, the feel.
Mm.
And amusement parks are all ride-based.
Okay. Do you know where I want to go? Bad? I think in the last... few months of thinking, man, I'd love to go there. Japan.
Why? Never appealed to me. Why do you want to go to Japan? Because Goose loved it.
Super Mario World.
Is that it?
Yeah, the sashimi.
Yeah, bro. See, that's the thing that, don't you think you get over it? The sashimi and the sushi?
Nah.
Because, bro, like, nah. I love my sushi, but 3-4 times, I'm good.
Nah.
I'm good.
I'll go sashimi all day.
Yeah?
Yeah, all day. Sashimi. That's not even.
I separate sashimi and sushi. Sushi is, yeah, it's good.
Like with
sashimi,
your rolls in there. Yeah, no. Sashimi is
next level. No, I'm saying sashimi's on another
level. If you're going to go to Japan, you just drown yourself in it.
That's a full-on culture shock, though. That would be a massive culture shock because they do things so different there.
They do things probably normal there and we're the ones that do things.
Oh, no, 100%. We're probably the weird ones. But, like, they take their shoes off everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They put slippers on. They've got those bathhouses.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do a bathhouse if you go.
Yeah, everyone tells me. Everyone tells me about their experiences. Very interesting. But yeah, that'd be mage. But yeah. Like when I see like Mario Kart World, I'm like, man, I want to do that. Or drive around in the street in like little Mario Karts and in that. That's hectic.
They actually do that there, right?
Yeah, there. It's, bro, it's mad. Flawed.
I'd love to try that bullet train. Apparently that thing goes like 300 Ks, bro.
Yeah, shut the gates.
It's crazy town.
I feel like I'm on a Superman ride. But on like steroids.
Yeah.
Bro, can I just go to Queensland and just do a Superman ride without... being any dramas at the theme park?
I swear, right? That thing's always closed.
Always. When your brother Joe went, did he have any issues?
I don't know. I should ask him.
Angers me.
I love a good theme park, bro. I love a ride.
You know what? I've come around. I don't mind the rides.
Yeah, you got better.
Yeah. I don't mind the rides.
Yeah. Our first trip, you're like, what are we going there for? This, that. And then we got there and you're like, no, I'm actually.
Nah, I love the rides.
Yeah. Love the rides.
Scary as anything.
I love the rides. I love the bad actors dressed up in the superhero costumes.
Nah, okay, that parade?
Yeah.
I want to punch on. I hate it. It's a waste of time.
It's for the kids.
Nah, stuff them. They should stop that.
It's for the kids and for me and Jordan to wave at them and say hi.
Yeah, you guys are crack addicts. I sit there, I think, I could be not doing this and doing everything else.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You know, sounds stupid, because I could do it here, but I don't. And I really should. But when we played putt-putt that day,
bro,
that was one of the best days I've ever had in Queensland.
So you know what it's forced me to do? You know Disney does these like putt-putt days? We're going. That's it. I want to play putt-putt golf.
Bro, putt-putt is the best.
That was very fun.
It was the best.
You know what? We should go this Saturday seeing that it's raining.
To?
I don't know, one of those indoor putt-putt places.
Like Holy Moly?
Yeah, something like that.
They look good, man.
Let's go.
How many are there?
It's like six, seven.
Six, seven?
Yeah, there's a couple around. I know there's one in Strathfield.
There was one I used to go with my cousin, Danny. I can't remember where, bro, but this thing was hectic.
Bro, let's do
just
it.
A standard putt-putt call. Let's but if it's going to be pissing rain, like, sack.
No, but it's indoors.
Oh, the indoor ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
I'm very, very gutted about this barbecue thing.
Yeah, you a bit.
I love barbecues, bro. And I've got to get rid of this meat.
Yeah, it's true, bro. Just give it to your family. Oh, mate.
Now, you know what Imbusol. I might do?
Let Imbusol eat it.
I might cook it Sunday.
Yeah, cook it Sunday.
Under the balcony.
Yeah, let's do that. You really bummed out the rules?
You know, plans fail. And the rain came out of nowhere, like you said.
Yeah, bro.
Before I knew it, it was bucketing.
Hey?
Before I knew it, it was bucketing. I was like, where's this?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it either.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Not expecting it in the slightest.
Anyway.
You'd love to see it. Let's wrap this
up. Love to see it. Wrap it up. Ladies and gents, thank you for joining us for another episode. This one was a little bit more lackluster compared to last week's, but make sure you follow the channel, subscribe, get our, you know, followers up there. Let us know who you want on the show. We've got some guests lined up over the coming weeks. No episode next week because we have the Don Forrester meetings.
Oh, yes, the Anton meetings.
That's going to be good. We'll see you at FBC. Stat, where can the people find you online?
Nowhere, mate. Find me at FBC.
Find him at FBC. Ladies and gents, have a chat with Rain Stat on all the social medias. Thank you so much for joining us again. See you next time.
Laters.